Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Right Choice. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. I am setting before you this day both a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The curse, if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God, and turn from the way I command you today by following other gods which you have not known. As we read these words from Deuteronomy, we are reminded that things have really not changed all that much from the time of Moses until today. Man goes his own willful way against the way of God. God has given us his wonderful commands in order that we might be protected from the evil one and from the sin that is so prevalent in the world. But it requires a commitment on our part to constantly commit ourselves to do what God calls us to do. He calls and sets before us a blessing and a curse. We will be blessed if we do the things God tells us to do. We will reap the curse if we disobey. All we have to do is pick up the newspaper, turn on the radio, or watch television and realize sin is so rampant in our nation and in the world that it is hard to believe. And the result of that sin is always death and suffering. When we ask ourselves the question, do we want suffering and death in our life? The response should always be, no, we do not want suffering and death. And yet, we know that the result of sin always results in suffering and death. How do we get away from that? We get away from that by choosing God's way. That is the right choice. On this day before a celebration of the resurrection of our Savior, there is a choice to be made. Either go God's way or the way of the world. Either God's way that brings life or the world's way that brings eternal death. I, for one, choose life, and I urge each and every person who listens to this message, choose rightly. Choose God's way. Go God's way. Follow after Him. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, my prayer is that we might continually and more seek to know your will for our life and follow after it. Might we search the scriptures, Lord, on a consistent basis, and not only read the scripture, not only memorize the scripture, not only do we consider it, but we meditate on it day and night, that it might be the way that leads us to the way that will be eternal and draw us closer and closer to you, where we will spend eternity with the saints of God and with our Savior who loved us so much that he gave his life for us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.